Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And as we was, it's sick.
Sorry, boy, to leave you high and dry.
Not making the top 30.
But I went to see my
Ween will not. Gene Ween will. Doug, it's Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
It's a program that it's been on, a lot of people think, since 1983, but that's actually inaccurate. It's 2004, and boy, we have big things planned in 2017.
Like what?
Well, we're going to celebrate your 10th anniversary with the show every single day by playing some of our favorite memories every single day from your 10 years on the show.
It's been 10 years?
It will be in September.
Wow. Yeah, was that that's right when I had my Achilles tendon surgery. I remember having to climb up those stairs with that.
Yeah, above the sex shop.
Cast on. Yeah, above the sex shop. It was a nice way to get into business.
Maybe that'll be a Swope segment.
Mm-hmm. Doug Swope's picks airing 2 times a month.
Because he's already gotten tired of it.
Someone I know who is a high-level play-by-play guy for a local professional team met Buck Swope in person, and I believe is going to be on the Buck Swope presentation.
Wow.
I don't want to name names.
Yeah, maybe he'll come up with some nice little Photoshops for this guy, like he did for everybody else.
Doug, Matty Lou Chandler's on the line.
All right.
And we have a lot to discuss with Matty Lou. She's from Outkick Coverage. I had her on about a month ago. Listeners loved having her on. We enjoy having her on. She joins us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Matty Lou.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. You know, I want to talk about the college football playoff rankings and the whole deal there, but I think something that's going to get you going and get me going a little bit more than that is the promo for the new Bachelor season with Nick. Now, Doug finds Nick to be attractive.
I don't.
But I saw you posted that you were cringed out by the 30-second promo. Nick is the Bachelor. Your thoughts?
I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan of this pick from the beginning. I think that once you've been on this show or this franchise 3 times, it's a little much. 3 strikes and you're out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a cap.
Everyone deserves love, but I think everyone's just over Nick, and I think ABC's realizing with the backlash every time they release something that maybe this wasn't the best decision.
So there is a bunch of backlash on this? I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't happy with it.
Wow.
Just because Nick's been kind of the sneaky snake, and whether he's like that in real life or that's just editing, I'm not sure. But it'll be interesting to say the least. But I've never been a fan. Maybe he'll find a way to change my mind.
Now, my wife, for some reason, really digs this guy. She's very vocal about the whole thing, Doug. Kind of.
You think she's just looking for any other guy to get interested
in? Yeah,
I
suppose that's possible. But it's I don't know what it's all about. Do you find him, if you can somehow take away the personality that is clearly a burr in your saddle? Is he physically appealing? Is there something going on there? Am I missing something?
I don't find him extremely physically attractive, no. But I think just his behavior on other seasons and the way that's been played out, and you have to take that with a grain of salt. But I think what really set it over was on After the Final Rose and Andy season and the way just the bitter way he acted towards her when he didn't win, and that's live TV, so that can't be edited. So that's when I kind of got sick of him and was like, all right, that's enough of this guy.
Yeah, he's just not a very compelling, likable character, and to build that whole show around somebody like that is kind of an odd move. I guess
it's very odd. I was shocked.
Well, maybe there'll be a whole bunch of attractive bachelorettes that will save the program.
Maybe.
But not for
I mean,
you.
Everyone deserves love, so hopefully he'll find his, and then we can all part ways with him on The Bachelor.
Best Bachelor in the show's history. Go.
Best Bachelor? Probably Farmer Chris.
Doug, do you like Farmer Chris, too? In Iowa?
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Sean Lowe was good, too.
It's just that the girls didn't want to move up there to the middle of Iowa with the what'd they call him, the farmer?
The farmer. But the thing about Chris is he's in a different city or somewhere traveling constantly. So, yes, like your home base is the farm, but he's not there, or at least it doesn't seem like it that often.
Is he still with that girl that he matched up with on the show?
No, that ended shortly after.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Well, don't get mad at
him. How many of them are still together, do you know?
Like six?
Not many.
No, that's the way that it works out. Maddie Lou Chandler is our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You can catch her on Outkick the Coverage. Great follow on the Twitter tweets as well, Maddie Lou, OKTC. So were you happy with what we saw last night with the college football playoff rankings? Roll Dam Tide 1, Ohio State 2, and people were keeping an eye on what would be 3 and 4, and Clemson and Michigan in there. Did you think that was the right play, or do you think it should be somebody else?
No, and I've kept quiet the past couple weeks and waiting for us to kind of get into the meat of the committee rankings before I, you know, wanted to see where they were at and how they were going to do this. But Clemson at number 4 to me is beyond overrated. I mean, yes, they're 9-1, but they almost lost to Troy, Auburn, and NC State. That to me is, you've got to look at it. You have to. Like, yes, you beat Louisville, but that's Louisville's only loss. And I think Louisville, when you look at their body of work, is, you know, that's one of those phrases that you want to drink every time they say it. I think they have the best chance to compete with Alabama and give Alabama a run for their money. I don't understand Colorado at number 10. I mean, the only team they've beaten is Stanford, who has a winning record. I mean, Florida, I don't get it. Are you trying to keep someone in the SEC in there? I mean, there's just so many questions. Florida State doesn't make sense either at 16. So I'm not really sure where this committee's going with this, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, what were y'all's thoughts on it?
Who do you think is the second best team? Like, if, you know, I mean, I realize Ohio State's ranked two, but, you know, you travel around, you cover this stuff very intently, Maddie Lou. Who do you think is the assuming that you are of the opinion that Alabama's one, maybe that's not fair, but assuming that you think Alabama's the best, who do you think is the second best?
I think Louisville is.
How about that?
I think when you look at their dominating wins and the way they just annihilate their opponents, Michigan, you know, when they play Ohio State, I'll finally have a verdict on them, but I still don't feel great about Michigan. They just came off a loss, and on top of that, they hadn't really played a whole lot of people, and I felt like they were just getting the Jim Harbaugh, we're all waiting for Michigan to be great again, which they will be once he gets, you know, all of his recruiting classes in there. But I'm just not really buying in yet. And Ohio State, I can't really forget their first half of the season. I mean, just unimpressive wins. And if we need to talk about dominating wins and all of this, you're dominating, you know, non-Power 5 and really terrible Power 5 teams. So I'm putting, I mean, if I had it my way, I'd have Louisville at 2.
When Michigan plays Ohio State, if that's a well-played game, close game, you think the loser might still survive and stay in the top 4?
You know, that's going to be hard. We'll have to see what happens this weekend. I know a lot. We didn't expect a lot of turnover last weekend, and last weekend got real crazy real quick, and they were dropping like flies. I think we just have to see what everyone else does and how the weekend shakes out. It's a day-by-day situation, but if I had to guess, I would say no.
Yeah, they'll be done. So there's a good chance that Louisville would get into that top 4 then. Assuming that they take care of business.
We'll end up getting in the top 4.
All right. And Missouri, nowhere in the rankings, which seems a little unfair to me. Do you follow that Missouri club at all? They just beat Vandy.
Not unless I have to this year.
Yeah, there's just not a whole lot going on. How about poor Vern Lundquist? He has to call Missouri-Tennessee on Saturday. I don't know what the hell. I guess it's the Florida-LSU cancellation that led CBS to this mess.
Right. I mean, bless his heart. That's
all. Hey, Maddie Lou, I saw you tweeting about the John Daly 30 for 30. We had John Daly on last week. What'd you think of it?
Oh, I'm so jealous you had him on. John is wonderful. I thought it was incredible, and I thought it was criminal. It was only an hour.
I agree with that. I felt like they could have. I felt like they skipped right from the British Open win in '95, kind of to present day, and I felt like they left some stuff out. There could have been much more in there.
There could have been a lot more in there. I don't know how pretty that in-between time was to put in there, but that's what makes 30 for 30 great, is that you get all the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs, and it was just so good. And John is just, you find yourself, no matter what happens or what he does, still rooting for him, and you want this guy to just do the best that he can. And I'm so excited he's going to play with Little John in the Father-Son Challenge. I think that would be great.
I just like his clothes.
You like the clothes?
Yeah, I want him to do well just because of what he wears. He could be a big hit on the Champions Tour.
He is. I mean, he brings his motorhome and his portable hot tub, and he gets after it.
You've been making the trip. Are you going somewhere every single weekend? You were in Seattle this past weekend, right?
Yes, I was in Seattle sailgating this past weekend, which if you have never done the whole sailgating thing in Seattle, I highly recommend it.
And sailgating, Doug, sailgating.
What's that all about?
Because the water is right there.
You take a boat into the stadium, and you literally dock up right next to the stadium, and you tailgate on boats.
Yep.
And it's great. It was one of the neatest things I think I've been a part of, and it was just so different from SEC and to see how that side of the country tailgates and views college football, and it was a blast. So I highly recommend you go do that if you get a chance to. But no, I've pretty much been somewhere every weekend. This weekend I'm headed to San Diego and tentatively maybe at USC, UCLA on Saturday. But we'll see. I've been fighting off this never-ending cold from all the planes.
It's not a bad weekend trip, though, sister, to head to Southern California in November.
No, it's not. The weather's pretty perfect there.
So isn't this great, though? I mean, isn't it the best to just go? I would love to do that, to go to, because you know there's energy. You're not just going to, like, Missouri and Tennessee. You're going to the best games each weekend. The atmosphere is at this place. Young people fired up, having booze and food and whatever else is going on. That's the perfect way to spend a weekend, September through the first weekend in December. I'm jealous.
It is, and I all the time, you know, even if it's not your team, find just a big game of two big programs or big schools or a school that offers something different, and just go do it with a group of friends. And you can't beat it. It's great. And this past weekend, yes, I was working the Washington-USC game, but I actually went with five of my friends from Alabama, and I didn't even know about tailgating, and they're the ones who found it. And we're like, we're going, come with us, and you can't beat those weekends. And so it's a really neat way, you're right, to spend a weekend.
Doug, let's go sailgating. It sounds like it's the move.
Well, I would, but it's about 2,500 miles away from here.
You ever been to Husky Stadium?
I've been to Seattle, but not Husky Stadium.
That's where the Seahawks played for a couple years in between the Kingdom and...
Right.
And
yeah, I wasn't there when they
I went up there. The Rams played up there, and I was up
there. Yeah, it's a neat... It's a very cool loud stadium. For the size that it was, I was shocked at how loud it got.
Yeah, it is. It's a great atmosphere. And what do you make of Washington? I mean, I realize USC's played much better since the quarterback change at the start of the season. Washington did appear to be one of those potential juggernaut kind of teams, although they hadn't really played that many people themselves, and then they really didn't have much on the table on Saturday night as far as even making that thing all that close. Do you think they are kind of doomed no matter what they do the rest of the way, or do you think they still could get back in there?
I think if we're going by what history tells us, they're probably doomed. I liked them a lot. I was still impressed, even though they lost. USC is a team that's finally figured it out, and they're clicking and peaking at the right time. That's what that is. And Washington's had, you know, a long road, and they've been great all season, and they weren't bad on Saturday. And I think that's what people are forgetting. Like, yes, they lost, but they played well, and it wasn't an ugly loss, and it wasn't ugly football. It was good football and a good game. But I think if history tells us anything, yes, they are going to be on the outside looking in. But again, the season's been so crazy and so hard to even kind of predict what was going to happen that there's just no telling at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, with the way this committee's going, who knows? I mean, we may see Penn State in the top four.
Yeah, Penn State is actually in the mix, which is just bizarro world. So when it's all said and done, I mean, we have three more weekends to go here. I mean, I think pretty much everybody, even if Alabama, I think, lost, they're still going. But who do you, if you had to throw your cash down, and you were talking about history with Washington, there isn't like a large sample size, of course, to judge what they would do. But who, if you had to throw your cash down, Matty Lou, will be playing in the college football playoff?
Oh, this is rough. I'll go Alabama. I think Ohio State ends up beating Michigan. So I have them in. I think Louisville will get the jump. I'm not buying something. And after that, it's a toss-up. It's going to be between Clemson, Washington, and Michigan who gets in. And this group clearly loves the Big Ten, so I'm leaning towards that fourth team sneaking in being Michigan, even if they lose.
Wow.
I know that's contradicting what I just said earlier about not thinking they're in the Final Four. But I'm sitting here looking at it in front of me, the rankings, and it's just so hard. I mean, they're all just right there, and you can justify a reason for each one of them.
Yeah, I wonder when the last time was there was four Big Ten teams ranked in the top eight. That hadn't really been a fantastic conference here in recent years.
It doesn't make sense.
You don't buy into it? You think it's not legit?
No.
That is
no, I don't
think
so at all. I mean, again, Michigan hasn't really played a whole lot of people, and they just lost to Iowa. I mean, Ohio State at the beginning of the season looked real, real rough. Penn State, like, come on. We all had James Franklin fired at the beginning of the season. Wisconsin, I mean, okay, you beat LSU, but look at LSU.
You know, did you see, I don't know if you watch this stuff closely, but I saw last night where Vegas would actually rank the teams, and what, if I'm not mistaken, Vegas would put LSU number 3.
That's insane.
You don't buy into that?
I'd put them in the top 10.
But not as the third best.
Number 3.
Yeah. Hey, I also saw you. I want to ask you about this, by the way, before we let you go, because you were tweeting about this like crazy. Tony Romo and what he did yesterday. That had to be a really tough spot. I mean, we knew it would happen. Jerry Jones said it himself after the win in Pittsburgh. But how Romo handled it. You don't really see players say, or quarterbacks, because they're the ones in that position more often than anybody. Running backs, there's constant turnover. But quarterbacks in that position, especially a guy that's been with an organization for so long, been bitten by the injury bug quite a bit. But what he said yesterday regarding Dak Prescott and Prescott understandably, justifiably earning the starting spot this weekend, you were really impressed by that.
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough, and I stay lucky enough because it's truly been a privilege to watch someone handle this situation and the tough situation with the grace and class that Tony has. We actually share an agent consultant, and so I've gotten to know Tony, especially this season, and just watch it unfold. And it's so hard, and what people don't realize at the end of the day, these people are players and who love to play the game, and they're people. They aren't the robots or, you know, prizes of the owner of the team. And they play a game, but Tony genuinely loves this team, this franchise, and this game so much. But at the same time, like, he's the first one to, anything Dak needs, like, Tony's there. Like, if it's spending more hours with Dak to, like, go over things and make sure he answers any questions, whatever, like, Tony's the first one there to do it. And it's really refreshing to see, and especially this culture in this day and age, you know, we have people kneeling, protesting the election who didn't even go and vote. But then you have actual role models who kids should look up to, like Tony, where the quarterback sometimes, you know, isn't necessarily kind of hot guy on campus and sometimes can forget about the team. But team is so important, and I think that's such a good lesson for kids. And Tony's just the ultimate role model, and we haven't seen anyone handle a situation like this with the amount of respect and class and grace that Tony has in a long time.
Maddie Lou Chandler, Outkick, the coverage is where you can read her, and a great follow on Twitter as well. Doug, she is not high on the Nick pick for the Bachelor season.
No, I don't
you
think
are.
Any of us are. No, I'm not.
But no.
I said any of us are.
No. We're all evaluating.
Bachelor Nation.
Maddie Lou, thanks for dropping by the show as always. Hope you heal up and can get to Southern California this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take it easy.
Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie Lou with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Maddie Lou Chandler, our guest. Man, that'd be the move. I wonder if that would be the move. Do that next year from September through November.
You're going to become a college football scribe?
No. I have zero interest in that, but just travel around on weekends. Because that's the best. Getting a Byerly, maybe Rosinante?
Oh, boy, I don't know if that could make it after it went through the windswept plains of Kansas.
But wouldn't you, most games, wouldn't you rather be in Vegas anyway?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to... Golf in Vegas at this time of year is paradise. It really is. It's like San Diego weather. Like
I could see you like going to wherever the big game is and going, I don't really feel like going to the game.
The problem is I'm so psychologically screwed up when it comes to hotels that for many of these great college towns, you know, there's not going to be the greatest accommodations. So that's why I need Rosinante.
You need a 4 or 5 star hotel.
I don't need it. I'm messed up. And therefore, I feel like
You need it.
I'm in a dirty place. If it's like a name your kind of middle of the road that you'd find in a Holiday Inn type of thing.
La Quinta.
Are they a sponsor? Thank you. You're a big La Quinta guy.
I'm a big La Quinta guy.
Yeah.
Because you require some sort of restroom.
No. I know the way you're trying to steer the narrative.
I think you want a see-through shower.
No, I don't want that either. So on the other end, I don't want that either.
Where are you like on a standard Westin? You know, Westins are considered good hotels.
Yeah, they're fine, but you're not going to find those like in Tuscaloosa.
But I mean, I'm trying to define your terms.
That's fine. It doesn't need to be like a Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton. It's my own. It's my thing. When we were traveling, I made reference to it in the 7 o'clock hour. How my mom does not fly, and hasn't since I've been born because she was on a flight with a bomb scare when she was pregnant with me, and that did that. So she hasn't flown since. So the family will always drive, and therefore, you know, in some of these longer trips, we'd stay overnight at places, and they were not great hotels by any means, but I didn't care, didn't think anything of it. And then you start traveling with the Blues and the Rams and the Cardinals, and you're staying in 5-star places, and then now you see the difference, and it's tough to go back.
Mm.
For me, for most people, they'd be fine with it. But I'm a prissy little daisy.
Yeah.
I'm a real prissy little daisy.
No,
prissy little daisy.
No, you're a rugged outdoorsman.
I would say.
Prissy little daisy.
I look at you and I think lumberjack.
What about a bear?
Well, I think, never mind.
I think subconsciously, because I would love to get this show to Hedo.
How the hell did we go from Tuscaloosa to Hedonism?
They got a 5-star joint down there?
That's my point.
Hedonism is not a 5-star joint, is it?
No, my point is that I think subconsciously Timmy knows that these rooms are not the greatest. There's no room service.
What, the rooms in Hedonism?
Yeah, they're not.
What are they?
I don't get room service.
Infested with bacteria?
No, but they're just not 5-star.
You didn't say no like it was like a
Well, I mean, I don't clean the rooms. I don't know what they do after couples move out of there. I don't know if they give it a quick dusting and that's all.
Oh, a lot of rogue shrubbery.
But yeah, they're not 5-star rooms. They're kind of mirror on the ceiling, some orange couch over by the window. It's not something that I think Timmy would stay in for a week.
And they require you to stay with some guy who sells appliances.
No, I don't have a roommate. Single stay.
Wow, that's high rolling there.
But I just think that a couple days. I know my sister, now she didn't go.
She stayed on the Prude.
That would have to be an awkward coincidence.
No, she stayed on the Prude side. I didn't go with her, no.
Your sister did go to Hedonism.
For their honeymoon.
Doug,
I got him a good deal, and they went. They stayed on the Prude side. It's a great resort.
Oh,
you think just nudity? It's a great resort, actually.
Now, do they have a separate hotel on the Prude side, or is it?
No, it's all one hotel.
So you're around the people that would rather be naked while they're getting bacon at the breakfast buffet.
Again, you can't be naked in the dining room. But she stayed on the Prude side, but she didn't like it because there was no room service. She wanted to be pampered. Then
didn't
she ended
you say
up
you
loving
had to
the
step
resort.
Over a couple getting back to your room one time?
Don't bother me.
But then that's not the Prude side. That's the whole place.
That's the nude side.
Yeah, Iggy's on the nude side.
It just seems like Hedo is a place to go and hook up with some stranger. I don't know why you'd go there on your honeymoon. You've already kind of got
because it's a great
up.
Resort. No, they had fun. they to this day, they still have friends that they made at Hedo when did they get married 21 years ago, whatever.
How about that?
They still have friends that they met at Hedo that they still... They're parts of Florida. They're in Orlando. They have friends in Miami that they met at Hedo. They're still friends to this day.
Swingers?
No. It's my sister.
Yeah, Doug.
Well, you brought it up that you went to Hedo.
Well, but you, again, not everybody that goes to Hedo bangs and swings and
why are they there
gets
for,
naked.
Then?
It's a fun resort. It's a great resort. The food is great. The amenities are great.
Oh.
I've already told you the vegetation is unbelievable.
Yeah,
vegetation.
I just have an idea, like, if you get to your room and you're like, there's like a big stain in the middle of the comforter, yeah, and you call someone.
Probably the results of an MMF, let's be honest.
And then it's like, can someone come up and take care of this? And it's a guy who looks like you going, what?
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 You never
what
seen
do
this
you want
before?
Me to do? That's no. what I picture at Edo.
Sometimes the hot water and cold water don't work, and you're taking a cold shower when you want to take a warm shower, and the air conditioners go out, so it's not a great...
I need a I need a place to go between Christmas and New Year's. That's what I need to do. And it, of course, understandably, if I had places, I would do the exact same thing. You upcharge during that week, because so many people travel during that week now. And so Anna Marie's like, yeah, maybe we ought to go to like Jamaica or... I don't know what the other place she was talking about. Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Go to the Grand Lido. Stay at the Grand Lido. That's one of the great hotels.
Grand Lido?
I don't know. Where's
That's
that?
One of the great hotels in Jamaica.
But everything's just like sick, expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Week, you know. So I've already got the spot that you guys stay in when you play the Marlins. The Cardinals play the Marlins.
It's beautiful.
Which we always go. That's where we always stay. But I don't know if we're always down there. So I'm kind of like, oh, we have a week. Let's go somewhere. But I don't know where the hell to go. What's the move? So Iggy... You're a well-traveled man in the warm waters of the Caribbean and even Bermuda. You're saying, what's Grand Lido? Where is that? Is that Dranka?
It's right behind Hedonism on the other side of the road, but it's a 5-star hotel that there's actually people that go to Hedo that hope they get bumped, because if they overbook at Hedo, you get bumped to Grand Lido.
Wow. Nice
but
upgrade.
You can still come over and hang out at Hedo, but you stay at Grand Lido.
You have to show some sort of card or room key to get back in the Hedo?
I think you have a bracelet or something.
Wow.
But 24-hour room service. The rooms are top-notch. Every room is a suite.
And you don't have to run into the heavyset guy from Bismarck who wants to walk around naked and tell you this is the greatest thing ever.
You'll ignore a rogue pube, won't you?
I think Grand Lido has a nude part of the resort, too. It's all over Jamaica. It's not like it's just Hedo. But Grand Lido is great.
No offense. I just think of you and... Stully in the tub.
Now, if you want to go to Bermuda, but December in Bermuda is not, it's not, it's kind of east.
You're not guaranteed warm weather is what you're saying.
No, it could be in the 50s in Bermuda.
Doug, let's not go to Bermuda. Then.
No.
Have you thought about this? Let's just get that pickup truck with a mattress in the back and just travel around a little bit. You don't have to go to some great destination. It's the voyage that gets you there, Doug.
What about the Ozarks?
You want to do
$7 city, fire in the hole.
There's places to shop in Branson and everything.
I can see Timmy spending a week in Branson.
Oh, we'd love that. You go to the go-karts, play some miniature golf.
5 minutes with the bald numbers, and you'd be back in your car. Yeah.
Maybe get some peanut brittle.
Iggy, what is the difference between the Hedo Resort and Trailer Park in Tallahassee? That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
What?
I don't know what it means. I just saw it.
What did
in.
He say about Tallahassee?
What is the difference between the Hedo Resort and a trailer park in Tallahassee? Doug, that's Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
I don't know.
Well, I don't believe Tallahassee is right on the water.
It's on the pan. Isn't the panhandle?
Yeah. And they don't have trailers at Hedo, so I don't know what you're...
Iggy, why don't you start some Hedo-type place here in St. Louis somewhere?
I thought about it.
See if Huntley has something, like some land.
I thought about just a summertime thing where you open a bar. The insurance would probably be outrageous and probably all kinds of laws with nudity.
It might be a zoning issue.
Yeah,
more
too,
than anything.
With nudity. But open a Hedo-type pool for just the summer months. You can make enough money in the summer to just shut it down for 8 months.
Sure.
But have fake palm trees, have a swim-up bar, clothing optional.
Guys, just looked up Grand Lido. It's been permanently closed since April 15th. Thanks.
Oh,
it's from Andy Moffat.
All right. Well, again, I haven't been to Jamaica in 3 years, so, and it just closed in April, so I'm not up on the last 6 months of Jamaica.
You know what, Iggy? I would like to see you get to Hedo. You. I know you talk about the
show.
You
said you. You wanted to drive that home.
No, well, I'm saying you're a good teammate, so you're talking about, but you love it there. You haven't been in a while. I'd like to see you go.
And are you sideways with him?
No, just with the one guy who's in
charge.
What's
his problem?
He took over as the marketing guy. He used to be an entertainment coordinator. So this douche
used to... So he used to play the lead in West Side Story.
And also carry your bags.
Like your
in.
Guy in Mexico, yeah. Wherever you went.
Victor.
I mean, they do Victor. That. They do. They walk around all day. They play games. And then you see him on stage.
And now he's
skits.
Making ad buys.
Yes. And so I told you the time he had a free trip. And it was me and two chicks. These two girls wanted to go on vacation. And you know
Look
them.
At you.
You know them. I'll tell you off the air. And
you talking to me?
Yeah.
So sweet. Was this lesbianism?
No, but I would have seen them naked, which I was looking forward to.
These are radio gals?
I don't know if there's anybody in radio that I can go, ooh, I'd like to.
Off the air. And they're not in radio anymore.
Oh.
But anyway, I wanted to, they both said, we need to get away.
Well, sure.
Let's go on a vacation. I said, all right, I can get all three of us probably in Jamaica. I'll get a week comped.
Nice.
At the time, I was doing the bowling show.
Oh,
so yeah. I'm trying to sell spots.
Look, that's Kegler's Corner.
I can give you a year's worth of spots on Kegler's Corner if you like. But I thought I had the deal worked out for a week in Jamaica at Hedo for free. I was just going to give this guy spots. And I talked about the morning show. I said, you don't pay anything. I said, you know how often that I bring up Hedo on the morning show? We just tell stories. And he was going to give me a free week. And then he kept coming back to, all right, now I know about spots on your show. How many spots do I get on this morning show? Because he went and listened to it. He goes, I like this morning show. I listened to it. I love that.
Doug, we're popular at Hedonism.
That's perfect for Hedo. So how many spots do I get on that show? I get no spots on that show. I have nothing to do with that show.
Oh, we would have given him a couple. Just
I have Kegler's Corner I can give you. So he says, okay, that's fine. 5 minutes later, calls back. All right, we're done. You guys are booked. So how many spots are we getting on that morning show? Are you not listening?
No, apparently not.
So then he called back like 10 minutes later after asking me five times what he's getting on the morning show. All right, we worked it out. I can give you probably 40% off. I said, you just said I was comped for a week. I called the girls.
My. Sure.
No, I can't do that. So then he wouldn't give me my deal in December because he said, I know you talk about all these people you've sent down here, but I don't have proof of that. I said, well, you know I've sent at least four couples because you tried to bang their wives.
Oh, no.
You know those were St. Louis people I sent down, and you tried to hook up with the wives, so you know that's at least eight people I've sent down.
So the guy who plays the lead in West Side Story also is a bellhop and now the marketing director.
And quite the Don Juan.
Is trying to bang St. Louisans and listeners of this radio program or Kegler's Corner.
He stepped out of the corporate suite and right into the fantasy suite.
Yeah, he got transferred and then he came back in like 2 weeks and he's back again. So
are you sure he's still there?
Sure, he just wasn't on a vacation?
No, he went to work at this place and then he didn't like it, so they just brought him right back and we'll make you the marketing manager now.
It's possible.
Why don't you try to get a job there?
They make like 10 cents a day.
Yeah, but the bacon's very good.
Security guards at this place work 12-hour shifts. They make $16 a day working 12-hour shifts.
That seems to be low end.
Yeah.
They're some of the highest paid people there.
Not covered by a minimum wage.
Do they have a lot of security there?
Yeah, they do. It's a very safe place.
Well, I guess we should go.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I'm convinced.
I just want Iggy to go. He loves it. Do you still have people there? Are you still sort of royalty at Hedonism?
Our group still goes in December, but it's kind of dwindling. There's people that are going now to Desire in Mexico more than Hedo.
Should I be like Desire or Hedo more?
It's really sexual there. It's
now what? Now what's the difference? Like ass plays more prominent.
No!
I'm asking for the audience.
Check,
to say.
Please.
Desire is known for you're going because you're a swinger.
And why are you going to Hedonism?
Bacon. They have really good bacon at the breakfast buffet.
Because it's a very friendly place that everybody gets along and everybody enjoys each other and it's not all sex. It's just a fun resort where Desire is nothing but you're going because you know you're going to get laid and it's a swinger's paradise.
Where is that?
Clip that off.
Mexico.
But what part?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess we can do both then. We'll do Hedonism 1 week, and then we'll just go straight over
Desire,
to
Desire. Yeah,
Desire.
Mm-hmm. We're not even going to ride around the back of a pickup truck.
Why don't we just do a nudist road trip? We just go to every nudist place in the country.
I don't even know if I would be that into it if I like saw it as like.
No, you wouldn't. I guarantee you wouldn't.
Once you got there, you go, "Holy smokes, what
Let's
are we
get
doing
here?
Oh, this is awful."
I just don't know. Like I'm even talking about like a beautiful woman. Like if is all you see is her and she's walking on the beach, that's great. But you know, there's just fat and hair and Doug matted tufts. I bet.
Yeah, and that's just us.
I don't think there's a whole lot of tufts going on.
It's not a sexual thing, though, if you're just seeing naked people walking on the beach.
Right, so it's not that, huh?
Well, it's just, I just
like
prefer...
The upside is outweighed by the downside to me.
And then you get you're going to get the sand and crevices and stuff.
Right, so then your curious tongue will have sand.
Oh!
I would just rather lay out and swim with no clothes on than have a big baggy suit on.
Clip that off also. I'll have to clip off.
Why would you wear a big baggy suit that you get out of the water, it's all snaggled and tangled, and why do that if you don't have to?
Doug, why?
So you don't get bitten in the naughty bits?
That's exactly right, Doug.
Cut that one off.
You don't want like a porpoise thinking he sees lunch or something.
Sea urchin is hooked onto your bottom.
Doug, Desire is a playroom just off of the dance club. even has a sex swing in the middle of the room. That's from Dave Dravecki's left arm.
Oh, he's been there.
His arm has.
Hmm.
And I, you know,
much better amenities too. Supposedly the rooms and everything is great there.
But do you think that nicer desire?
I've never.
Do you think
been?
That there's like? I would guess that there's probably more men than women. A bunch of guys going, yeah, we're gonna go down there and meet models, and it's like,
right.
It's like 80% guys, oh, and the sure. rest are, you know, yes. married couples in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess.
I don't know. I haven't been there in a few years, but back.
So you have been to Desire.
No, you're talking Hedo.
I'm just talking about these places in general.
No, because I think Desire, they know what they're getting into, and single guys know if I go and it's all couples and swingers and they don't want a guy, I'm probably shut out. Whereas Hedo, you will have single girls there, and I think you have more couples that are just interested in dudes joining.
Mm.
You know, the more popular MMF.
No, it isn't.
You have that, and you have these guys that think they're entitled just because a lady is naked. These idiots, and most of them are from the East Coast. We call them Vinnies.
Wait a minute, I might be.
The gold chain and, you know, the hair slicked back. And
hey, what? Tough guy.
What?
And they think that they, just because the girl's naked, they can go up and do whatever they want to. Hey, you're naked. Why can't I touch your breast? Well, that would be sexual assault in the States. It's the same here, moron.
Mm. Yeah, that's what
just because they're naked doesn't mean you can go up and assault them.
That's exactly
so,
what
so you
telling.
Have this potential, and then you mix in a lot of booze. It seems like it's a wonderful scenario. Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense
what could
to
go
me.
Wrong? And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of really young girls who are absolutely beautiful, so desperate.
Sometimes there
to
are.
Meet somebody.
Sometimes
that they have to spend a lot of money to go and deal with the Vinnies.
A lot of times, strip clubs will bring down girls and
really,
yeah. Well,
Hedo probably pays them to.
What,
to
like
show
Queen
them.
Of Hearts?
No, the guy who did Hanging at Hedo, Ron Hunt was his name.
Doug, you remember?
Oh, yeah, he played at Ritner.
He got hit by a lot of pitches.
Yes, he was batting second when Lou Brock was stealing a lot of bases.
Got hit by more balls than Rock Hudson.
Don Baylor broke
his leg. We're talking about Hedo again.
I can't either. I'm sending this tape. If this doesn't get me a free week, I don't know what will.
Well, it should. You have nothing but nice things to say about the place, and some of us
are you
going
to have to say?
It.
But the marketing director is going to be the one who judges, and you just kind of took a shot or two at him.
No, that's fine.
Go to the GM. Go to the general manager.
We have shears. I will take the shears out for those parts. But Ron Hunt had like 4 strip clubs on the East Coast. I mean, just filthy
places.
After
he played?
Yeah, after he played, he bought strip clubs, and then he bankrolled and then bankrupted Hanging at Hedo. But there was a one spot I would lay in every day up by the pool and the waterfall.
That was your spot.
I had my one little spot that I just loved laying at the pool.
I don't know.
Then I would go hang out with my friends at the beach, but I always loved relaxing at the pool. And I had this one spot in the corner.
One place.
Big enough for one person.
Just you.
Set my chair up. Well, I'm there one day, and it's probably 9 o'clock in the morning, getting some early sun. And here come these two skanks.
Oh.
What, can't we just call them people?
No, because they were not people. And they said, excuse me, sir, we have a photo shoot here. I go, pardon me? Yes, we need this area. We're doing a photo shoot. We're down here for a photo shoot. I go, for what?
Yeah, sure.
Well, our boss brought us down here and we're doing a photo shoot. I said, your boss is standing there with an Instamatic throwaway. What kind of photo shoot is this?
Yeah, good question.
It was Ron Hunt from the strip club.
Oh, it wasn't.
He's just taking pictures of his girls and they're trying to move me so he can get these.
So what happened, Iggy? Did you move?
That was your spot.
No, I didn't move. I said, just you move over there if you want. But anyway, he brought down a bunch of strippers. And sometimes these clubs will bring down their girls to thank them and bring down a trip. And so sometimes there's attractive girls down there. You saw my friend Nika,
hot.
How cute she is.
Lesbian.
I remember.
Doug, what did you think of Nika?
I don't know. That the Russian gal that was kidnapped and brought over here in some mail order scheme?
Guys, hold on a second. You're telling me you can't work out an ad trade deal with a Jamaican resort for ad time on the evening AM radio bowling show in flyover country? That's from Mark Muldoon. You remember him? He pitched for the Cardinals.
Lefty got hurt. Yeah, got hurt his arm.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure we could. I don't care to give them that kind of publicity.
Even for a trip,
I don't care.
This friend Nika, she was really something.
I want you to go, Iggy, because you love it there. And you'd come back with stories. You'd enchant us with tales from Hedo. I want you to go.
I've got stories I've never told. I could do months of Hedo stories.
Why don't you do that show instead of the bowling show?
I haven't done the bowling show in 3 years either.
Why don't you go down there with some sort of undercover camera and do a whole expose on the place?
Why? Well, he loves it. He doesn't want
to
hurt.
There's nothing to expose down there. What you see is what you get. Oh my God! Did you see that? They were having sex in the disco.
Put that on.
Everybody knows that.
Really? Now, can you get like any kind of food you want, or is it like two things? You either get a grilled cheese sandwich.
You want it to come in a wrapper, that's for sure. Everything should be.
Do they have a full
up.
Menu? Because I imagine that it's limited. Like,
no, the food is great.
Guys, we got married at the resort. Took a walk down. Lots of wang.
Mm.
I don't know what that means.
Chinese folks were there.
We got married at the resort. Period. Took a walk down. I feel like there should be words attached to that.
Walk down the beach, maybe.
Period. And then lots of wang. Period.
So they got married
on
the prude
side. The gentleman's name. Gentleman sending in the text was lots of wang.
They got married on the prude side, decided to walk to the nude side, and that's what they saw.
Guys, sir, did you say Ron Hunt? Isn't that the guy who did the Red Hawk report? was that Ron Hines?
No, Ron Hines. That's right.
Sir, what will you be having for dinner? We have two options tonight, grilled cheese or turkey tetrazzini. You have to pick one of the two.
Was it wrapped? Nope. Was it hermetically sealed before you handed it to me?
Usually during season, Monday or Tuesday is lobster tail night.
Oh.
And do they cook these in the nude, or do they have proper
again,
uniform?
They're chefs with clothes on. No, they have great food, and they have three different restaurants.
Do the chefs ever participate in MMFs?
I know of one that did.
Oh, chop, chop, cheeky.
And then went right back in and prepared the turkey tetrazzini.
I gotta go make some omelets. And then they have an Italian restaurant that is out of this world. They have a Kobe style
Japanese steakhouse.
Kind of like that. Except the first time they opened it, the Jamaicans really weren't good at the flicking the shrimp and cutting things, and they were...
It was a Jamaican guy playing the role of
They were
the
learning on the
chef.
Fly. They were Perfect. Learning on the fly. A shrimp man. The thing went flying over there. I said, just cut it. Just cook.
Yeah, we
don't do this. You can't do Kobe stuff.
Doug, Azle Beach next door. Sorry, I'm risking everyone's life texting and driving. From the 314.
Yeah, don't text and drive.
Azle Beach? What's that mean?
I never heard of Azle Beach.
Well, maybe he misspelled because
he was texting and driving. He probably forgot a few letters.
Iggy, have you ever entertained Stevie Nicks at hedonism? Thanks. That's from the 314.
I don't believe Stevie's ever been to Hedo.
Iggy, what is the etiquette on boners there? Do I roll over and dig a hole out or just let my flag fly?
No.
Yeah, it happens if you haven't been to a nude beach and you see naked women. But if you've been to a nude beach, you don't really get an erection because it's not sexual. Just another naked person.
Yeah.
Now, I would suggest if you do get one, either go find a lawn chair, lay on your stomach, or go in the water until it goes away.
No.
Or hang a towel off it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, a lot of good options. Your thoughts on our trip to hedonism? It's 855-CUB-TALK.
We're not really going, are we?
Looks like we're lining it up now.
I hate bringing up hedo because I know it gets into the whole discussion, and I feel like we just wasted a segment.
What else are we going to do?
When has that ever been an issue?
What are we going to? We're going to provide insight on the blues surge.
I just don't want to feel like I hijacked a segment when we talk hedo because I don't know.
I'm not getting a single complaint in the text inbox. I will now, but before we mentioned it, I wasn't getting a single complaint.
I just want this show to go for a week so you guys can actually see what hedo is about.
I want you to go because you love it there.
I've been before.
What if we did like
I went 18 straight years. I'm not.
You went 18 years in a row?
I went 18 years in a row, 1 year, 2 years.
How many women in those 18 years did you sleep with, do you think? You estimate?
You would be surprised if I told you how few.
Wow.
There were a lot of years that I went, and I'm not looking for women.
I'm going to set the over-under at 32 and a half.
Oh, my God. You're way
over. Let me ask you that.
Really?
I'm going to put you on the spot, CEO, right here. If there were a way to give Iggy... I know it's probably illegal, or it might be just plain bad business because now everyone will want spot inventory to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But would you, if Iggy could work out a deal for, say, 15 morning show spots to get him to Hedo, is that something the board would approve?
I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't
illegal?
Put Timmy in that situation. I
no,
wouldn't
no,
do that just for me.
Yeah, but I want to try and this is important to you. And if
no,
I
it's
can
not
do
important.
It, it's
yes,
no
it is.
Off my,
no, I really don't care.
I would
I
honestly feel a sense of happiness if I knew you were going to Hedonism.
I would like to get you to Hedonism, Iggy.
Well, I mean, I can probably afford to go, but...
Well, we don't want you to have to stress financially.
Well, I wouldn't go if it was going to stress me financially. If I could afford it, I would go.
Well, that's what we're trying to help with.
It's not like every December, like, oh my gosh, I should be on the beach right now. I really don't care. If I go back again, great. If I don't, it's no big deal to me. I go spend a couple weeks in Orlando with my sister.
I would go to Fox Sports Midwest and ask if they could help with giving it.
Yeah, maybe.
And I just don't think that would fly.
No, run up.
But it could here.
I would like to see Danny Mac do a live Hito spot during the broadcast. How could you do that for me?
I don't know if the best fans in baseball would be that receptive.
I don't think that would fly. But I know Danny Mac very well. And if I said, hey, can you help us try to get Iggy to Hito? I think he'd be on board.
Well, 18 years in a row, maybe you ought to try Desire. See if you're getting lucky there.
I don't like Mexico. Oh. Not a Mexico guy.
You've been there a few times?
No, Hito's his spot. That's his comfort zone.
Well, I know Negril. I know the area, and I know it's safe and it's fun. You can go hang out with the locals, go to a reggae band, hang out with the locals. They're not going to try to steal your wallet.
That's why I want you to go.
You're not going to get killed. It's just fun going out and hanging out with the people from Negril.
Someone should do something.
They all speak English there, too, don't they?
What is it called?
Patois, Doug.
It's Jamaican English.
Guys, Tim is doing a great job this segment. Thanks. That comes from Vug Dawn.
Okay. I thought the same thing, to be honest.
I'll chip in a sawbuck for this trip to Hito. It's from Steven Wildwood.
Well, if we get enough of those.
It's a sawbuck, Doug.
$10.
Iggy, the entire show is wasting a segment. That comes from the 217. That's up Springfield way?
Tough but fair.
Tim, go to Turks and Caicos. Easy one-day flight and gorgeous beaches. Even Rick Ross goes there. That's from Jeff with no G. I've been to Turks and Caicos.
Have you?
No.
Well, even Rick Ross goes there.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
Go to Cuba.
Can I fly there? Southwest go to Havana?
I think you can only take cruises right now to Cuba. But I would go through Jamaica.
But that's St. Barts.
St. Barts, St. Kitts. I mean, there's
Doug, you like St. Kitts?
I've never been there.
There's so many really nice little islands down there. Yeah. Expensive as hell, but doesn't bother you.
Huh, how about that little remark?
it was
no,
noted.
Timmy doesn't care as long as it's nice and he's going to have fun.
Yeah, but I'm not just going to spend.
Well, I know you're not going to spend $9,000 a night for a room.
Right.
But it's not like it's.
Of course I could. My God.
That's what I'm saying.
$9,000. That's if we're going to go on the low end.
Right. That's without the rollaway bed.
Tim, tell Doug to suck my ass. It's from Ray King.
What
the hell is that about?
You know, Ray
that
King
is a
just
shot
got
out of the blue.
Suspended. Ray King, you've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log. You
know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to take this segment. I'm going to send it to Delano.
Now, who's Delano? He used to play second baseman for the Cardinals. He was with the Expos initially.
Delano DeShields.
Yes, correct.
And now he's the marketing guy at Hito.
And you're not a fan of his work?
No, I'm just going to send him this and say, for you to think that we don't just talk about Hito whenever we want on the show, here you go.
I'd go over his head. Go to the general manager.
No, every time I go to them, they say, you got to talk to Delano.
Oh, that's Delano.
And they all know me. All the GM knows me.
Three different people emailing us Delano today.
Yeah, his son plays now.
What do you think the GM of Hito makes?
Well, I know he has a house on property he stays in for free. Very nice house, too.
Don't say on property.
Well, he can walk from the beach to his house.
Okay.
He doesn't have to drive. It's on property. It's on the site.
Just say he has a house right there.
Well, right there could be down the street in Trelawney or someplace. It's on the property.
The Cardinals are coming. Trelawney.
I just don't like the phrase on property.
That's where Johnny Cash had a house.
So what do you think he makes? You're telling me $16
cost of living adjustment, baby.
No, I would guess he probably makes $100,000.
They How far does $100,000 take you in Jamaica?
Pretty far.
Does it?
Yeah.
So what that's like, is a 3-1, you think, ratio? For like
two and a half, maybe?
Really?
Would that be your dream job, Iggy?
What?
GM at Hito?
No.
You can't really,
I have my dream job right
really
now.
Raise,
you can't be serious.
He's laughing. You can't really raise a family around a bunch of fat guys from Bismarck in the new...
Now, why is South Dakota, or is it North Dakota, Doug? Is Bismarck North
it's
Dakota?
It's one of the Dakotas that's up there in the Badlands.
Harry's Razors is a great sponsor of this award-winning radio presentation. Clip this segment off and send it to Harry's as well, because I've been using Harry's Razors here for the last couple of months, and a lot of our listeners have gotten on board. And we're grateful for that because you're supporting the sponsors, but I'm happy because I know you're getting a great shave. Harry's blades cost just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more that you're going to pay at the drugstore. By owning their own factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. No more overpaying for blades at the drugstore. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Tired of getting nicked up when you shave? Tired of paying too much for razors? Make sure you do business with Harry's. Get started with Harry's today. Just for our listeners, enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout on harrys.com. And you get one of Harry's award-winning lotions for after you shave for free when you order. Lotion's a soothing and cooling way to protect your skin after you shave, and it smells great. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code INSIDESTL at checkout to get your exclusive radio offer. This limited-time offer is a $5 value and yours only at harrys.com with the promo code INSIDESTL. Ryan Reeves going to join us on the other side of the break. We're talking Blues hockey. GFI Digital is a great sponsor of the radio program, and GFI Digital will be sponsoring Ryan Reeves' appearance here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Great win last night. Ryan Reeves, a big part of it. GFI Digital has you covered for office equipment, managed print and network services, plus advanced technology solutions. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. GFI Digital, your authorized Sharp dealer in St. Louis. Call them at 314-997-6300 or visit them online at gfidigital.com. Ryan Reeves next. And your emails, huge prize today for all of those you emailing in is Delano. 2 tickets to the Blues and Predators on Saturday night, courtesy of generous executive Dan O'Neill. That's the prize for the email today. The morning after at insidestl.com. Ryan Reeves and Blues Talk next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.